At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
First, let's get to Matt DiMarsico, the hero of the day here, and the man whose goal has... And there he is. Look, Bob, on 93.7 The Fan on our YouTube page, which you should subscribe to, I might add. The man who sent Penn State to the Frozen Four with his goal against UConn. Matt, how are you, sir?
Good. How are you guys?
We're doing great, man. You must be just living almost on a high these past several days here with that goal, huh? What's life like for you right now?
It's been unbelievable. I mean, especially to send Penn State to the first Frozen Four they've ever made. It's just the community. It's been unbelievable. The amount of texts and stuff I've gotten, people reaching out, congratulating. Not just me, but the team. It's been really special.
The special thing, I think, Matt, is that you're a product of the Penn's elite system, and they have many other guys up there with that same background. What, you know, take me back. And what was that like for you getting involved, and what has it done for you as a hockey player?
Oh, it's been tremendous. I mean, I started as soon as I could with the Penn's elite program. I think we have, I want to say, five or six other guys from that same program on Penn State, and I think... I mean, obviously, being from Pittsburgh, it's been a dream of mine to play Penn State ever since they went Division One, and I know that's been a lot of other guys as well. But just the Penn's elite pipeline, I think the development's been really good when they added in the Excel program as well for the high school age kids. I think it's been really good for my development, and I really thank the Penn's elite for making me the player I am today.
Hmm. Well, Matt, let's talk about the goal itself. I'm looking at the replay right now. What an unbelievable moment it was. Take us through the play, and then, you know, do you black out when you score like that? What do you remember when the puck went in the net?
Yeah, no. So, I mean, it was towards the end of overtime. It was looking like it could have gone two or three overtimes. But, I mean, my line mate, Charlie Serrato, made a great play entering the zone and found me in the slot. I wanted to one-time it, but I had to catch it on my backhand, went to my forehand, and saw some net up high and picked my spot, and it was unbelievable. And then after I scored, like you said, just a complete blackout feeling, just so much excitement. And I ended up throwing my stick into the crowd. I'm curious to see who has it, but I just thought it was a great
moment. It's on eBay right now. You're never going to get it back.
Who's got the puck?
No, never.
Did you get the puck?
No, I haven't gotten anything. I mean, I watched the video back and I saw somebody catch the stick and hold on to it, bear hugged it. So it seems like they were excited too.
That's pretty awesome. I want to ask you about your coach, because he has really done some great things. I know he's a finalist, I think, for Coach of the Year. I don't know if they made that official or where that stands, but he's one of those guys who knows how to bring people together. So what attracted you to Penn State? I know they were a club sport just 15 years ago, so I'm sure if you had other choices, some of them may have been better. But what was it about Guy and what he does?
Yeah, no, definitely. I looked at some other schools, but I really just didn't think anything compared to Penn State on a hockey level, but then academically as well. And then, like you mentioned, Coach Godowski, he was a huge reason why I went to Penn State as well. I mean, I think the success he's had without having the like the major amount of draft picks that some of the other teams have had, I think he really knows how to build a culture and get the best out of everyone. So, I mean, I think it's great that he's up for a coach of the year. I think he's really well-deserved. And just the way he gets everyone to come together and play for like play a winning style and have a great culture, not even just at the rink, but away from the rink, all the guys are close. And I think it helps in big moments like you guys just saw.
Matt, I wanted to ask just about the goal and overtime in general, and especially how long it went. You scored with, what, about 2.5 left in the first overtime? It kind of reminds me of some of those old Penguin series in 16-17 when they hit game-winning goals to further move on in the Stanley Cup Finals. What are those moments like when you're grinding, and battling in those moments where there's so many scoring chances, so many opportunities, UConn hit a post earlier in overtime as well to finally get it done?
Yeah, no, I mean, I watched all those old Pens games. I mean, I went to a couple old Penguins playoff games when they were in those runs, 16-17, and it's just when you, as soon as you see the puck at the back of the net, it's just everyone goes crazy. It's just a complete rush of excitement, and just see all your teammates jumping over the boards. It's just unbelievable. Just like a feeling that's really hard to describe, and honestly, the goal really hasn't sunk in for me just yet, but it's still just a wave of excitement.
I mean, and we're talking to Matt DeMarsico, who scored the goal that has sent Penn State to its first Frozen Four. It's kind of a miraculous story here. You guys started 0-9-1 in the Big Ten. Do I have that right? And what turned your season around, Matt?
Yeah, no, we did start 0-9-1. I mean, I think like we definitely played good enough to win a couple of those games. And then our starting goalie, Arseny Sergeyev, went down in the middle of the season. But I think to come back from going 0-9-1 at the start, I mean, it just shows what we have in the culture. Like I said earlier with Coach Gadowski and some of the upperclassmen we have really didn't let us punt the season. I mean, I think we even got more competitive in practice when we were losing instead of just giving up. And I think just like how hard we competed in practice and the way we've kind of built our game each and every game, because obviously when you lose, there's things to learn from. And I think we took all those lessons and really applied them to our game the second half of the year. And I think the record's 23-1, I want to say. So we've been on a pretty big heater here. So just trying to keep it going into the Frozen Four.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two more on that heater would be nice for you guys. I want to ask you about what it meant to play in Allentown. It seemed like it was almost, you know, a home hockey match for you guys. How much did that help you along the way? Because, you know, if it wasn't there, who knows what it could be like. But how much of a factor do you think that played?
Oh, it was huge. Obviously, I mean, it's technically a neutral site, but when we heard it, when we knew it was in Allentown, and you go out for warm-ups on Friday versus Maine, and you're supposed to be an underdog, but you got 9,000 people just screaming, "We are Penn State." I mean, it does definitely change the momentum of the game. And we started out really good early and got into a big lead at the end of the first period, so that was huge for us.
What do you think was the key game where you really saw the switch flip for you guys, where you realized that something like this was possible?
We played Michigan State at home. Start of the second half of the year, we lost the first game. We played great. It was just I think it was a one goal game, and then Saturday night it was kind of we got to start this thing or we're going home. And we had a huge shootout win against they were ranked number one team in the country at that point. And I think once we won that game and the shootout and took down number one at home in front of a like sold out crowd, I think we all just kind of had that belief that we can beat anyone when we play the right way.
Matt, I see where your dad played football at Army. Is that right? What kind of sport?
Yeah.
What kind of sports household did you grow up in?
Oh, huge sports household. I think we have every single puck, ball, stick you can imagine in our garage. I mean, I played all of it growing up. My brother got me into hockey. He went through the Pens League program as well. So it's just been, even though my dad never played ice hockey, it was West Point football, but he understands what it's like to go through and play Division I sport and kind of that training aspect of everything.
That's what I was going to ask next, was why hockey? Did you play a bunch of other sports, and why this one?
Yeah, so my brother got me into hockey when I was young. I mean, I've played every other sport. I was pretty big into lacrosse when I was in high school. I mean, I'm still golf all the time too, but I think just kind of when I started skating, I just kind of loved it. And I think my parents always really supported me. They never pushed me in any certain direction. It kind of just had me find my love for the game, and that's something I'll always appreciate.
Golf Bob, huh? I wonder what Matt's handicap is.
I'm sure he's very good.
We should play with him. Matt, what's your handicap?
I'm a 5.
Oh, my God.
He's not hesitant to tell you that, which means he's a 2.
I know how that works.
That absolutely means you're a 2.
You're a 2. Okay, we got that straight. I want to ask you one more thing about your next opponent. A lot of people look to them as the team to beat. You've been underdogs before, so tell us a little bit about that matchup potentially with Boston University and what it might mean.
Yeah, no, obviously they're a storied program and they have a lot of talent, but I think, like you said, we've been the underdogs before. It doesn't really seem to change the way we play or how we approach things, and we'll just take this week to get a good pre-scout on them and just stick to our game plan and hopefully come out on top.
Well, Matt, we appreciate you taking the time. That was quite a moment, quite a goal, and good luck in St. Louis.
Yes. Thank you so much.
And we want to take on that 5, soon to be 2 handicaps.
Yeah, so absolutely.
When you win it all,
have you played out in State College, Bob? The courses
out
there? Yeah,
they have some nice ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Toff Trees is really nice.
Yes, it is.
A lot of competitions were held at Toff Trees, still are.
I played horribly there one day. Thank you, Matt.
See you, Matt.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Good luck.
Thank you.
How about that, Bob, huh?